Hey, welcome to the Red Couch. Brant Boersma here. We got Dubalicious Dub Chris Wilson in the house today. We're going to be talking about variety. Really, we're going to talk about all the crazy adventures that come with uncertainty. So sit back, relax, be afraid. Where are you from?
I started back in 2004 in Reading.
Yeah.
Shout out Reznor.
Word.
Did you ever work with my wife?
Yes.
He did, huh?
You did. Yes. I think I trained her.
I think she told me
that. It's possible.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and
trained her well.
I worked for Reznor for 5 years.
Yeah.
And then when Randall moved out to Idaho,
yeah,
I followed suit.
Yeah.
And I've been out there for at least 7 years now.
Yeah.
And just doing a lot of maintenance and logistics and what I like to call problem solving, because there's always problems that need to be solved, and that's kind of our department.
In a weird way, you kind of are relying on uncertainty. Problems come as like, usually that's like, oh, from something that you were banking on and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Well, if any of you guys have seen our maintenance videos, there's tons of them. So there's a whole variety of different problems that are out there.
Yes.
When we sit down, we talk about like the podcast and where we're going, who we're going to have out, and what we're going to do. And I nominated you for a variety. And the reason was because mainly I had taken my family to Europe this last summer. And when we booked the trip, I had so many people come up to me and be like, you sure you want to do this? And I'm like, what? They're like, you want to take your family there? And I'm like, yeah, dude, we're so excited. And they're like, I have some YouTube videos about gypsies.
Right.
And I'm like, what? So I'm like going on YouTube for the first time in 4 years. And I'm like, all I watch is these weird, like,
Liam Neeson.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? This is this. Liam Neeson's like, he's like punching he's people. There. I'm like, this is crazy.
I have a very specific set of skills.
Right.
So in it, though, there's a lot of concern. And the thing that's interesting is like the concern was from people that had never been there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, this is wild to me. This uncertainty that they had. It was in a wild place. And I'm like, well, dude, who do I know? I'm like, Dub, like, he has gone everywhere. So I called you up and you gave me some quality advice. And from there, it was just like,
incredible. Yeah, you guys had a killer time.
It was unbelievable. I cannot believe how much we did in such little time. I wish I would have had a Fitbit on or my Apple Watch to be like, dude, you are a hero. You walked a ton. You were kind of one of the first people I ever followed on social media.
Oh, wow.
Star Flyer Boy.
Yeah, I still got it.
Yeah.
Twitter, Instagram.
When did variety become such a big deal for you? Well, or is it? Or is it just something that we're thinking?
No.
Are we assuming like
no,
Jeff
because
Bass?
No, it is. I like to have a little of both, but variety is very important for me.
Yeah.
And when it comes to traveling specifically, we are launching these mugs, these French press mugs.
Hey,
if you guys
easy.
Remember.
Dutch
press, you mean, bro? Ooh.
Sorry, Dutch press mugs.
Thank you. Go on.
And we had the little grinder in the stand, and you guys remember.
Yeah, the good old days.
Trav was doing this giveaway.
Yeah.
He was going to give away 3 trips to Amsterdam.
How it went was that for every mug that an employee sold, a ticket or whatever went into it. And so when the whole thing went around, the drawing, they just drew 3. It was a very uncertain who was going to get it. So the more mugs you sold, the more chances you had. So you could just sell one mug and could have won the thing. I don't know. I don't know if that was legal. I don't know.
Legal.
But anyway, so you actually, they pulled your name. Andrew Randall was out here recently and I was asking him about, we were talking about you. And he was like, yeah, he's like, yeah, Dub actually almost didn't go.
Yeah. I put off that trip for a while.
Yeah.
I want to say like close to a year. And I was really scared. Like the uncertainty was really scary to me.
Yeah.
Because I'd always wanted to travel, but I was scared to go somewhere that I couldn't speak the language or what am I going to do there? A lot of the same questions I hear from people who want to travel, but now, but don't have the guts to do it yet.
Right. I had the same questions for you.
Reznor and Randall essentially talked me into it. I got to bring one person. I couldn't decide who to take.
Yeah.
And the two of them split the cost of an extra ticket to go. So the three of us went. And it was amazing. And it totally changed my life. It really did.
And you ran into a buddy of mine over there.
Yeah, Luke.
Norbs.
Norby.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, ran into him.
He was in Croatia.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm cruising over to Western Europe.
It changed your life.
Yeah.
How so?
I've gone overseas at least once a year ever since then, sometimes twice a year. And there was something about experiencing new culture, new people, language, food, history. And it all culminates into an experience that you just don't get at home. And it's a learning experience. And I've always craved knowledge. When you learn about the rest of the world, you have a different perspective on things back home. But yeah, I mean, I can't get enough now. It's something I need to do for myself to break routine because it fills me. Now I crave the unknown. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, whereas I used to be so afraid of it.
Do you find that you were significantly different at all back then? Like your mindset and everything like that?
I feel like I'm less judgmental of people and the way they want to live their lives. Something you learn when you travel is every country is set up in a different way with their healthcare or their government. Germany, you can drink 24 hours a day. Here in America, it wouldn't work, right? And so I've found from all the places I've been that some places do things better than others.
Yeah.
But no one has it all figured out.
Right, yeah. Have you repeated any of your journeys?
Like, I've been to Scotland 6 times now.
Oh, wow. But different places in Scotland, or?
Yeah, but I mean, back to the same city, you know?
Yeah.
Been to Berlin 4 times, Prague 4 times, and you find something that you like, and you make friends. I don't know, it's really easy to make friends when you travel solo.
Yeah.
It really is, you know? And if you find the places that like-minded people hang out, they're happy that you're there.
So is there a place, if you were like, okay, man, so welcome to the podcast, guess what? On the red couch, you want a free trip! Where would you want to go? Sorry, that's not true. We're not giving you a free trip.
You already gave me a free trip. I already got a free trip. Right now, it would be Moscow.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, I went Russia.
You know, what's funny about Russia is that was another one of those times where I'd always wanted to go, but I was scared. It was another thing where it's like, even people in Europe are scared to go to Russia. I spent 6 days in St. Petersburg and 5 days in Moscow and then another week outside of Moscow. But the 5 days I spent in Moscow, I made the most friends, the quickest out of any place I've ever been.
Interesting.
There's a lot of stereotypes of Russia. And I think Russia has a lot of stereotypes of Americans, you know. But I seriously met the coolest people there.
Yeah.
And had the, you know, most killer time. And there's so much history there. And they're not too much different than we are in terms of a nation.
Yeah.
And you hear about a lot in the news right now. But it's always this entity Russia when it's really, you know, the government and our government and all that stuff. Amazing place.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
Why is variety so important?
I think you need to take that time for yourself. You need to fill your cup. You've talked about this before. You need to work when you need to work. You shouldn't be working when you're supposed to be having family time, friend time. Because if you don't do that, you get burnt out. I think it's especially important for couples. Take that date night, you know.
Yeah.
The more people you meet, the more you realize that different people have different needs.
Yeah.
You know, some people really like stability. I'm 35 now. I've never been married.
Yeah.
I have no kids. And I know a lot of people my age that do have families. For me, I couldn't do all the things I want to do if I had a family.
Yeah.
But other people love having that stability or that aspect of their life. It's hard to say that what I like to do is something that everyone else would. You know, I love talking to people about travel because anytime someone's thinking about it, I get so excited because I want to share that. You know, I want people to find that.
We had Jeff Bass out here and we talked about how certainty can bring comfort to you.
Yeah.
You know? It seems like that you found comfort kind of in variety as well, in uncertainty.
Oh, yeah. It's similar to riding the motorcycle. If I could take a month and just ride the bike across the country or across Canada, you know, by myself, I would love to do that. I love people, but I love doing things by myself. And I think that when you travel solo, it's a lot easier to break out of your comfort zone and go and meet people and go and do things that you wouldn't do if you just had your group of friends.
You know?
And that can apply to anything. I live in Boise, but if I went to Portland, it's the same difference. You don't have to go across the world to get that experience.
Yeah. You've traveled with buddies too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's not like it's a bad deal either.
No.
But it's easier to get out of your comfort zone when it's just you. You have that kind of safety net when you're traveling with a buddy.
My spirit now is a little more adventurous. So I will be up for more things. I was in Bulgaria and I rented a car with an Australian, a Brit, and a Canadian, and we drove to the Black Sea coast for 5 days.
It sounds like a joke.
It totally is. I just met them that day.
Yeah.
I have pretty good radar at this point now to know, like, if I'm going to get in a bad situation or not.
Yeah.
But, you know, just being able to be spontaneous and do that. And I learned so much about them, and I made great friends, and then I saw places I wouldn't have seen otherwise.
Those shady times that you've had, and you have had them, what makes it so that it's not such a fear in your mind anymore?
50% of luck is just being prepared. When I want to go to a new place, I read everything about it, you know?
Yeah.
But I still want to be surprised. I still want to not go into something with preconceptions. but I want to know, like, how do I get from the airport to the city? Or how does the money work? What do people eat? All these little things help me be prepared in these situations. In the 6 years I've been traveling, knock on wood, but I've never been robbed, never been ripped off, you know, aside from like a taxi, you know, here and there, you know, but that's kind of normal. You have to be willing to fail. You have to be willing to ask for help. People will help you. You can't be afraid to look like an idiot. Once I got over that fear, it was easier to move on from there.
And yeah. What are the bad things about uncertainty and variety?
If you're so focused on reaching for something new all the time, it can hinder you from creating lasting relationships or comprehending something completely. Say I wanted to learn Russian. Well, if I spend all my time in Germany or in France, I'm never going to learn Russian. If you don't focus on one thing for long enough, you're never going to be satiated. You're never going to get what you need. And so there has to come a time where you pull back from that.
Yeah, it's kind of like when there's too much certainty, the negative aspect of that is that you get complacent and you stop growing. And then there's like too much variety. It's sort of like the grass is always greener mentality and you don't necessarily appreciate what's right in front of you.
When I was looking at the six human needs and I saw the counterbalance to variety, I said there are a lot of things in the certainty that do apply to me.
Yeah, totally.
Because I do need that. I do have a routine now. Like I work Monday through Friday at the warehouse.
Right,
I still work in the stand and I want to work in the stand because it keeps me going. Like it keeps me relevant. And, and you know, I know my crew, I know my customers and all that. But I like having the weekends off.
You're certain that you're going to have variety.
Yeah,
if I can be certain that variety's coming, then I'm like, I'm great with certainty. I mean, I don't know if variety is your number one, really, you know, but I'd imagine it's probably up there.
And you touched on the travel thing, which was a big thing for me.
Yeah.
If I do that once a year, it feeds me. I get that break from the routine. Not that the routine's bad. Shout out to Andrew and Shanna for letting me take 2 months off.
Heroes.
You know, seriously, like those you guys are amazing.
You got variety, certainty, contribution. Growth, love and connection.
Significance.
And significance.
I just listened to that significance one yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Significance.
You guys already talked about it, but it's true that everyone wants to be significant.
Yeah.
You know, everyone wants to prove their place in the world.
Yeah.
You know, they want to stand out somehow, even if other times they just want to disappear. So I think that's important to me, but I don't really know how to explain it. I know it's a thing.
Yeah.
Variety is important. And then growth. Growth can be in so many different ways, though.
I think all of them can. Yeah. You know, that's such a variety of each one. And they change as the year goes by and you're getting close to the time where you're kind of getting antsy. You're like, okay, I need some variety right now. Do you find yourself kind of going through these waves of like, where all of a sudden you're like, okay, I got to go explore some.
Yeah. I mean, even this year, like, I don't know what I'm going to do this year if I'm going to take the time off and travel. Because in life, you have all these different priorities that come through. And it's usually in the winter when I'm not, like, outside on the bike or outside doing something active. You sit there and you start thinking about all these places that you could go. It drives you crazy. You know, working for Dutch Bros for 12 years, it's kept me young.
Oh,
you're working around, you
big
know,
time.
All these people, and I crave that. So it's something I crave about still being in the stand. Is like I feed off that energy still. And not that I never want to grow up, but I always want to like feel like
a responsible adult.
Yeah, I feel like that, you know, like I can make my bed and do my laundry. You know,
I'm still learning
pay
how to
my
do
bills,
that. Don't tell
know?
My wife about that. That's not a requirement.
But I don't
it?
But I don't necessarily have to buy the house right now or whatever it is.
Or
you know?
Ever.
Yeah.
Some of the things that you deal with as you get older. You can become very specific about the variety you want to allow in your life. It almost gives that variety more value in what you need. I just started doing it the last couple of years. Is Norby and I, we have been getting together and we just get together to hang out for a couple of days. He's like one of my best friends, you know, in life. And our lives are so different, you know, but that's one of the things that's so great is like, I know we're going to be variety for each other.
Right.
Another one that we've been doing for a few years now is the scooter trip. You kind of can know what's coming, but you never know. Like this year it rained the whole time, bro. And it was crazy. The guys put up like crazy tarps and stuff. I watch them like, you guys are great workers. Let me encourage you.
Everybody needs a foreman though.
Yeah, I was there to just drink Coors Lights. You need these little moments of variety in your day. Yeah. And maybe that's just my personality too. Like if I sit in a meeting that's like 2 hours long, which happens a lot, I'm like,
you lost.
You know, I think that is a fear that a lot of people have is the fear of uncertainty or the fear of variety.
Yeah.
You know, so what would you say to people out there that are just too scared to pull the trigger?
I still struggle with a lot of fears.
Oh, yeah.
I could go halfway across the world and not be scared to, like, jump in this car and go to this crazy place. But I'd also be scared of coming to do the podcast. Like, why should that scare me?
Well, I can tell you lots of reasons, my friend.
Brent is intimidated.
But the reality is every day is uncertain.
Yeah.
Every moment really is like there. Who knows? I mean, at any moment, Phil could pop in the door and interrupt the podcast like usual. You know what I'm saying?
No,
what?
That's certainty.
That's certainty. Yeah. Actually, yeah. You're right. Never mind. Cool, Phil.
He's done it three times already.
I would say, don't be afraid to fail.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Just asking you about London and France, it gave me confidence.
Sure.
Which I needed. Desperately,
cool.
As I was in, so thank you for that.
Well,
yeah, it.
Sure. Well, I was flattered that you thought of me. And I was like, oh, Brand doesn't know anyone who's traveled.
Yeah, I'm like right next to him, and he didn't ask me anything about France.
Okay, listen, okay, I also understood you went there and didn't remember anything. You're like, I got you this Michael Jackson mug. I don't know where it's from.
That's from France.
It's from somewhere. I don't remember.
That was in Deauville.
Okay.
It was a
Michael Jackson's from France?
No, but there was just this random Michael Jackson coffee mug in a gift shop. I'm like, I'm gonna buy souvenir. This for
now, anytime
has nothing
Mark,
to do with France.
Anytime Mark comes over, he's like, hey, he's like always has a cup of coffee. It doesn't matter. He'll have one tonight, even just for it, because he wants to use that Michael Jackson.
Yes, I do. It reminds me of
Europe.
It's
a huge thing.
It was an amazing time. I did just want to say, when you talked about variety, finding it in your daily life, when I used to work in the shop a couple of years ago, I thought one of the coolest things to do sometimes was just to think of a different way to greet somebody or ask them like a new question.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the hardest thing sometimes as a barista is like to not say the same thing. Like, how's it going? What's your day? Da, da, da. You know, you get in that robot mode and just think of those new things. Like, what else could I say?
When you do that, though, it changes it. It changes their experience. It changes your experience because it brings variety, which I was saying, variety is the spice of life. Variety spices it up. Variety changes it. And all of a sudden now, I try to pride myself on being a pattern interrupter out here at headquarters because a lot of us are doing things every day. It can get very monotonous and very And so when you can throw in just a little thing, and that's like what Mark was saying. You change the way that you greet them. You change it. Bring up the Oscars. You bring up the Super Bowl. You bring up anything. It works a ton, especially if you're looking in, you know, being a creeper and looking in their car and being like, oh, dude, I see that. Is that Mariah Carey?
Right.
Mariah Carey, oh, she is a doll. Diva. What is the number one variety thing you're looking forward to this year?
I mean, there's more places I want to travel to, places I want to go on my bike. My dad moved to Australia, so I'd love to go see him there. Yeah. We're in the 2C. There's a lot of things that we're working on, and it's kind of endless variety out there.
How's my boy Pika Bizzle doing?
Oh, dude. With his shoes, man. He's always looking fresh.
He has got the swaggiest shoes always.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
He's training now.
He's one of my heroes. Hi, buddy. I just want to speak to people that it's not my thing to travel. I don't even care to travel. But I also, like, want variety.
As far as variety through learning new things, if the variety this year was, like, maybe I don't travel, but I just take a couple weeks to dive into, like, Rosetta Stone or something and really learn Russian.
Right.
Yeah. That's huge variety.
Right.
That's great.
Craziest experience you've ever had on your travels.
Is it, like, that I can share everyone?
PG. Oh, gosh. 13-ish.
Yeah, we'll bleep you.
Just this past year in Moscow, I met this guy at a coffee shop, worked at a coffee shop. He barely spoke any English, but he wanted me to go meet him later at a tap room that I'd already been to. Turns out they own the DC skate shop in Moscow. The DC shop.
Sick.
So there's skate shops, but this is like the big one.
Yeah.
And so we go there. They close the place down. They get a bunch of beer. We're hanging out in the shop, playing guitar, like singing songs, Russian songs that I don't know, but... But they welcomed me in there. Then we go to the park, like the biggest park in Moscow, and it's midnight, 1 a.m. Everyone's skating, drinking beer, playing guitar, and there's probably 40 people, and every single one of them was just like invited me in. The grace that people will show you, you know, if you take the time to go somewhere that a lot of people
who
won't.
Who knows what the opportunities will open
up. And I couldn't have conversations with half of them, but you know, it's like, I could ride a skateboard with him, you know?
Well, cool, man. Well, thanks for...
thanks for having me.
On the red couch, dude.
I know we've been talking about this for a while.
I know, dude. I really appreciate you coming, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
And for those of you guys out there, don't be afraid. Variety is going to happen. Don't let it happen to you. Why not go get it?
Embrace it.
Yeah.